Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children learn to be kind, loyal, and supportive friends. And I want you to know something right from the start. If you're here, if you're seeking guidance on this, you're already doing something wonderful. You care deeply about your child's heart, and that matters so much. Let me share something the magic book taught me. When your 4 or 5-year-old is learning friendship skills, they're not just learning how to play nicely. They're learning one of the most important life skills they'll ever develop. They're learning how to connect heart to heart with another person. They're learning empathy, cooperation, loyalty, and kindness. And here's the beautiful truth. These skills aren't something children are born knowing. They're learned through practice, patience, and your gentle guidance. Research shows us something fascinating. By age 4, most children can tell the difference between a friend and other children they know. They start actively seeking out preferred playmates. They might come home from preschool talking about their special friend or ask for playdates with specific children. This is wonderful development, but here's what's equally important to understand. Just because they can identify friends doesn't mean they automatically know how to be a good friend. That's where the learning comes in. Dr. Meredith Rayner, who reviewed research for the Raising Children Network in Australia, emphasizes that children need to learn and practice friendship skills. And as children play with others, they build skills that help them with friendships now and in the future. Think about what friendship actually requires: sharing toys when you really want to keep them all to yourself, taking turns when waiting feels impossible, cooperating when you have different ideas about what to play, listening to someone else's ideas when yours feels so important, managing disagreements without hitting or yelling, seeing things from another person's point of view when your own perspective feels like the only one that matters. These are complex skills, and your 4 or 5-year-old is just beginning to develop them. The Tennessee Early Learning Developmental Standards identify helping, sharing, and taking turns as foundational friendship skills for 4-year-olds. But they also note that children at this age are still building their capacity for empathy and understanding others' perspectives. This takes time. It takes practice. It takes your patient, loving guidance. Here's something that might surprise you. Some of the best places for your child to practice friendship skills aren't at preschool or playdates. They're right at home with you and their siblings. Family mealtimes are perfect opportunities to practice listening, showing interest in what others are saying, and asking questions. When you model these skills, when you listen attentively to your child's stories about their day, when you ask follow-up questions that show genuine interest, you're teaching them how friends treat each other. Board games are another wonderful teacher. They give children safe opportunities to practice winning and losing graciously. You can model saying things like, "Congratulations, well done," or "Great game, thanks for playing." When your child sees you handle both victory and defeat with grace, they learn that friendship means celebrating others' successes and being kind even when things don't go your way. And sibling interactions, oh, those are rich with learning opportunities. When your children are deciding what to play or who gets to use a particular toy, they're practicing negotiation, compromise, and problem solving. The Raising Children Network suggests that parents can help by praising children when you see them working out things well. You might say, "That was a great idea to listen to each other before you decided what to play." Or if they need help, you can make gentle suggestions like, "What if you told a story where you both had a turn with the toy?" Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. My child struggles with sharing. Or my child has trouble taking turns. Or my child doesn't seem interested in playing with other children. And I want you to hear this. All of that is completely normal development. Educational research from Brooks Publishing confirms that children who need more specific and intentional instruction in friendship skills benefit significantly from cooperative activities. That means your child isn't behind or struggling. They're simply learning, and they might need a bit more practice and support, and that's perfectly okay. Let me tell you about a story that the magic book and I treasure. It's called The Wind and the Willows, A Tale of Friendship. In this beautiful classic story, we meet Mole, Rat, Toad, and Badger, 4 very different friends who discover that friendship and loyalty help them overcome any challenge. And that home is truly where their friends are, What I love about this story is how it shows friendship in action. The friends don't just say they care about each other, they show it. When Toad makes poor choices, his friends don't abandon him. They work together to help him, even when it's difficult, even when Toad doesn't make it easy. They demonstrate loyalty, patience, and teamwork. And children watching this story unfold see what true friendship looks like. There's a particularly powerful moment when the friends work together to help Toad despite his mistakes. Children see that true friendship means being supportive and loyal even when friends make poor choices. This is such an important lesson, because real friendship isn't just about playing together when everything is fun and easy. It's about sticking together when things get hard. It's about helping each other. It's about being kind even when it's difficult. After you and your child experience this story together, you might ask, how did the friends help each other? What would you do if your friend needed help? These questions open up beautiful conversations about what it means to be a good friend. They help your child think about friendship in concrete, actionable ways. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child is learning one of life's most valuable skills. They're learning how to connect with others, how to be kind and loyal and supportive. And this learning happens gradually through countless small moments. Every time they share a toy, even reluctantly. Every time they wait for their turn, even impatiently. Every time they listen to another child's idea, even when they'd rather talk about their own. They're building friendship skills. Your role isn't to make them perfect at friendship right now. Your role is to guide them gently, to model what good friendship looks like, to praise their efforts, and to help them when they struggle. And you're doing that beautifully. The very fact that you're here, seeking wisdom on this topic, tells me that your child has a wonderful teacher in you. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we believe in the power of stories to teach hearts what words alone sometimes cannot. Stories like The Wind and the Willows show children what friendship looks like in action. They make abstract concepts like loyalty and teamwork concrete and understandable. So keep going, dear parent. Keep modeling kindness. Keep praising your child's friendship efforts. Keep reading stories that show beautiful examples of connection and care. And trust that your child is learning, growing, and developing the skills they need to build wonderful friendships that will enrich their entire life. With love and starlight, Inara. The Magic Book and I are always here for you.